Welcome to the Hope College Athletics Orange and Blue podcast. My name is Alan Babbitt, Sports Information Director, and it's been an absolute blast for me this summer to talk to different people at Hope College and the Hope College Athletics family who make our pursuit of academic success, competitive excellence, and transformational experiences a reality. And it's a great pleasure to have join me today two very, very talented student athletes, Anna Tucker and Helena Tucker, who have quite the story, multi-team championships here at Hope, individual accolades, and some great academic success as well. I look forward to talking to them on the Orange and Blue podcast. Welcome, Anna and Helena.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to start well before you guys even dreamed of coming to Hope College and being student athletes and graduating from Hope. Long time ago, you guys came into this world together. And even though two of you are here, you weren't just twins, you were part of triplets, which is pretty unique. And then to have two of you have, come together all this way, full circle to college and can be teammates together. Let's start there. When you were born, was this, and should mention your brother, Charles, University of Michigan student as well. Was this expected by your parents? Did they know they were having triplets, or how did this joyful little, come into this world? I guess I'll start with you, Helena.
Well, I'd say they definitely didn't expect it. I feel like no one really expects to have triplets, but so they're definitely surprised. I remember talking to my dad before this. He was like, he saw the ultrasound. He was like, well, guess we're having triplets. So, but yeah, I'd say it was definitely a surprise to them. And yeah, so, yep. But brothers just graduated U of M and yeah, doing well.
Yeah. They had no kids before us. So they had to learn how to take care of a child for the first time, but times three.
Yeah, times three.
So yeah, I can imagine that'd be pretty overwhelming and surprising for them, for sure.
I know a lot of times when it comes to twins or triplets that some of it can be hereditary. It's just in your family. Some of it is other reasons as well. Was this something, do you guys have any other relatives that have, twins or triplets or anything like that?
No, we were the first. So thankfully it's not hereditary. I'm not sure.
I'm allowed
to have triplets. So
I don't think so.
That is pretty, pretty cool. When did you both first realize kind of about each other? And obviously your siblings, you kind of grow up, but I have triplets. It's just not something that a lot of families have. They have a lot of, maybe perhaps a lot of siblings, but not necessarily triplets. When do you guys first realize, that you were triplets?
I would say, we really start to realize that we're triplets and that we're all the same age when it comes to big life decisions. And that's when it becomes very clear that we all have the same amount of knowledge and the same amount of life experience. Because, for example, things like applying to college, getting your first job, usually there's maybe an older sibling to help direct a younger sibling, or some sort of passage of knowledge like that. But for us, when a big life moment like that comes up, we just kind of all look at each other and we're like, well, who goes first?
Yeah.
Who does this big thing first? And then we can kind of teach each other about it. But yeah, I'd say that's when we really realize that we're triplets, is in those moments.
Yeah, I'd say other than that, it kind of just feels like we're siblings, almost. But obviously, Anna said, we're going through a lot of things together at the same time. Applying to college, or Charles is applying to college, so I guess I should start my college applications too. Yeah, so we kind of bounce off each other that way.
That bond just as siblings on a basic level, kind of. Helena, what does your sister and your brother mean to you?
I mean, they mean so much to me. I feel like I can't even really put it much into words, but I feel like we just bounce each other out so oddly well. I'll start with Anna. Anna is, I'd say, more of a to herself, more introverted, And then I'm like she knows when to say no, and I'm probably sometimes don't know when to say no. I just always say yes. So like she's like, Helena, what are you doing? You're burning yourself out. Like, stop saying yes to all these things, or vice versa. I'll be like, Ani, you should like go hang out and do that stuff. And then like Charles is just, oh, he's such a goofy guy. I wish he was at Hope sometimes just to like, you know, exist and some people could get to know him. But yeah, sadly he's not here, but he's very similar kind of goofy guy. Definitely lightens up the mood. I feel like we're all kind of balance each other really well. So
yeah, we all have different personality traits. And over time, I think we really just learned how to balance each other out, like Helena said. So like each other's strengths would fill each other's weaknesses. So if I'm feeling like I'm not in the mood to talk to people, Helena will just talk to people and just get to chill and not do anything. And things like this. So it's definitely, that bond is really noticeable. And when we're apart, it's definitely noticeable that we're not in each other's presence anymore. So like when Charles went to U of M and we went to Hope, it was very noticeable that Charles was away and that there wasn't that balance. And then now Helena and I are going to separate schools, so to separate grad programs. So it's definitely noticeable that we're apart now. So now all three of us are apart. So it's definitely, that bond is noticeable. And when we're apart, it feels like there's kind of like something missing for sure.
When obviously you have a shared passion for running, when did that become something? Was it the same time that you started running competitively and realized, hey, I enjoy this, and then I can move pretty well? Or was it, did you come together at that from different paths?
Anna started running before I did. So fun fact about me is I actually figure skated for 4 years before I decided to run. So I did that when I was like 8 to 12-ish. And I'd say Anna started running, what'd you say, like fourth grade? So when you were like 9.
Yeah.
So, and then I saw Anna like having all this fun running, and then I realized I really like to run. So I started running probably around 7th grade. And that was kind of just like, we were having some fun. Anna was pretty good for her age back in the day, I'd say. But yeah, we kind of just started running more competitively more often. And then in high school, I'd say that's when we started to realize like, oh, we could probably run in college.
Yeah, we actually both joined a program called Fleet Feet, I remember. And it was a small run club in the area, and we had a lot of fun in that. And I remember Helena, you actually didn't have running shorts yet.
No, I didn't.
So you would run in what?
I was still in my figure skating phase.
Yeah. Yeah. But eventually, you got running shorts. And
eventually, I did. Yeah.
Smart. And then you get the opportunity, once we get running shorts, of course, to be teammates. What has it meant for you both to have each other as teammates?
You can go ahead.
Okay. I feel like I would say the same thing. I feel like being teammates through different like team phases, so middle school, high school, different coaches, college, like we know each other so well and how we race and like just how our like body is when we're racing. Like we can tell I can kind of tell if Anna's racing when she's struggling more. And like maybe someone who's just like a regular watcher is like, oh, she's fine. I'm like, no, I can tell she like needs more of a push, something like that. Or I can tell when she's really strong, you know? So I feel like we can kind of tell when each other's struggling and when each other's like doing really well in things. And I feel like we just know the right things to say to each other, like before races, like to hype each other up. So we kind of gained that throughout being teammates for so long, throughout so many phases in our lives.
Yeah. It's interesting because Selene and I have had the opportunity to know each other through every stage of running. So typically somebody might be on an elementary school team with somebody, and then next somebody else is on a middle school team, and someone else is on a high school team, and someone else is on a college team, and you never get a chance to know somebody through all of those stages. But Helena and I have been together through all those stages, so like we've had the opportunity to really get to know each other's running styles and get to know like how we need to cheer for each other and stuff. Like I Helena always knows exactly the right thing to say at the right time. Like she's like screaming at nationals, losing your voice.
Oh yeah, my voice is still lost at nationals.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun.
How did you find Hope? You talked, was Charles the first to start looking at college? You guys obviously growing up in Midland and started to figure out that stuff in high school. Was he the first one? You mentioned that earlier, Helene. I think that, oh, I better start looking at college. And then how did you find Hope together? Was that a joint research or was that on your own? And then you guys ended up to the same place.
I think we all started looking for colleges kind of around the same time. Charles might have started looking a little earlier than us. That sounds like something he might do. But yeah, we actually didn't know that much about Hope. Our dad had gone to a small school in Michigan, so he really liked the small school atmosphere. And so he was the one who encouraged us to visit Hope. And then we found out that it was just a really great fit for the both of us. And it never was something that we set out to do. We were never like, we want to go to the same school. But Hope just seemed like such a great fit for the both of us that we decided that we would both go there.
Yeah. And I feel like the difference was, at least like for Anna, I wasn't 100% sure that I could run in college until I started visiting more colleges. But I feel like for Anna, in terms of like the smaller school, but like the running program was really good at Hope. So like that was a big difference. And then also just like the team, like Anna said, we visited a few times before we decided to go. And like just the team atmosphere was definitely one of those things that we were, that really sold us with Hope. But yeah, we weren't like, if you decide to go, I'll go. It was like, you know, we'll both decide individually. And if we both end up going to Hope, that's great. That's like both of our own individual decisions, but yeah.
And that was really the first time Charles went to Michigan State first and then transferred to Michigan. That was the first time the three of you were kind of not together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long did that take to kind of get over? Would it take a little bit, or was it just one of those things that was just there? You just learned to kind of like, it's different without, you know, his humor or, yeah, everything that he brings to your guys' family.
Go ahead.
It took a while to get over. Like, I feel like for the first semester, it just felt, for most freshmen, they feel a little bit homesick at least. But for us, there was just a little bit extra of weight, like our triplet isn't here. So it definitely, I would say it took at least a semester or two to kind of get used to that, and we figured out like how to kind of find balance a little bit more without that.
Yeah, and of course in the world of technology, it's definitely nice that we have, you know, ways to call him and FaceTime him and all that. But yeah, I'd say it definitely was a hard time. Like when we went to college, sometimes we couldn't celebrate our birthday like all together, because our birthday is like right before we moved to college. So that's like a really hard time for us to celebrate. So that was a big transition for us, I'd say, was not celebrating our birthday the way we normally would over the summer. But yeah, it was definitely a transition, I'd say, especially around the holidays, to not have all three of us like we normally would.
Yeah. But it was always interesting to hear about what Charles was up to away from us, because he got into some really interesting things at U of M. He was a part of their marching band, actually.
Oh, okay.
And so he had a lot of like interesting stories to tell us and interesting things to share with us about marching band. And then we could talk to him about track and cross country. So while it was sad to be apart, it was really interesting to hear about what each of us was doing away from each other as well.
Right.
And then you're probably just getting into maybe, you know, obviously found your rhythm, kind of adjusting, and then the pandemic hits and everything gets kind of thrown around. How was that? How helpful was that to have you together during that time that was challenging for all of us, and then kind of messed with, you know, athletic and academic schedules? It wasn't a normal experience, but, and you guys had your teammates, but you had each other too to kind of work through that. Just Well, how did that shape you, that experience shape you as women?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, you know, it definitely was a big transition at first because we were freshmen when the pandemic hit. So we definitely, you know, weren't like seniors leaving our, like I'd say when during our senior year, it was like, our team is like our family, but as freshmen, it's like, you don't know everyone that well. But I feel like having Anna there with me, because we moved back to Midland like for months. So, but having Anna there with me and training with her definitely gave me that sense of having a team. And like, we would do this fun thing where sometimes Anna just goes too fast for me, so I can't do a workout with her. But like, we'd go get ice cream after together as like a little reward or something like that, a little side quest for us. So that was really nice. And we got to like talk about the team together. So I'd say like, that was a really important part, especially as a freshman, to have a part of the team with you throughout such a hard time like COVID, because we still had to train and stuff over that time. And I'd say that was definitely a tough thing, but Anna definitely made it a lot better for me.
Yeah, we were able to still have a good amount of fun together during COVID, just through things like those ice cream runs. We go hammocking a lot. Yeah, and we were able to support each other through the highs and the lows of quarantine. And it was nice to have Charles and Helena to hang out with during COVID, because there were other people that were my age and could really relate to the situation. We were all going through it together. We were all in the exact same situation. We were in the exact same grade. So we were able to really just cope with COVID together. And that helped a lot.
Yeah.
And then your studies too, you both have, you took your own unique path with your studies. Tell us about kind of what you studied at Hope and, you know, kind of some of the memories you have from your educational pursuits.
Do you want to go on?
Yeah. So Helena is a math major and I was an exercise science major, and now I'm going to physical therapy school, and Helena is doing a math stats graduate program at U of M, if that's correct.
Applied statistics.
Applied statistics, yes. And so I just thought that it was really interesting that we decided to go such different paths, because it really helped us to balance each other out. I also attempted to do an art minor. I didn't finish it, but it was really fun while I was doing it. We were able to just support each other through that. So I have to take physics for physical therapy, and that has a lot of math. So I was able to go to Helena and be like, hey, Helena, how do I do this math problem? And she would help me out. And then if Helena had to do like an art project, or if she had to know something about psychology or the human body, like she would come to me. And so we were really able to help each other out through our different strengths and weaknesses there. It was really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, honestly, I'm a math major. I didn't come in to Hope thinking I would be a math major, but I declared math major my end of my sophomore year. So, but I would never change that decision. I love math now. But yeah, something like psychology, like I took a psychology course my senior year, and I realized I don't really know how to study vocabulary for an exam. So then I was like, Anna, how do you study vocabulary? Like, she's taking like anatomy, like all those that have all that vocabulary that you memorize, like the definitions for things. And I was like, how do you do this? I don't know how. And then she was like, okay, you're gonna like do this and that, and then it actually really helped. So I feel like we definitely have different paths, but we can go each other for help in certain, when we're taking like certain elective classes or gen eds, which is really helpful.
And on top of, you know, studying in college and graduating, that's challenging enough. You obviously both chose to be athletes as well, members of the cross country and track and field teams. For the both of you, why compete in college? How did that, what did you gain from that? And how did being a student athlete kind of help transform you going from high school now into adulthood?
Yeah, I feel like going into college and having that dynamic where we were, had, you know, a time to meet and time to practice at 4 p.m. every day, for example. It was like a nice structure that we had that we wouldn't otherwise had. Like, we know all of our teammates are going to be there at 4 p.m. and we're all going to like try really hard, but we're also going to have that like friendships and stuff form, especially as freshmen. Like, it's kind of daunting to come into a school, even if I knew Anna, like, I didn't really know many people from my high school that went to Hope. So I was like, cross country was just a way, and track was a way for me to get to know other people. So I feel like that was definitely a thing we both gained from running on the team and stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah. Running is a huge stress reliever for me. And I would say for a lot of people on the team, you can have a really difficult day and then you just get to practice and you get to run and you get to have fun conversations with people. Sometimes we'd get dropped off at the beach and we'd get to jump in Lake Michigan afterwards. And no matter how hard the day was, practice would usually take some of that stress and anxiety away and really just help ground you and the rest of the team. And you were able to have just a moment of fun, of guaranteed fun each day. And that was something that really motivated me to join a collegiate program. Running is also, and just all other sports, really teach discipline and time management. And so those things are definitely something that you can take into your academics. And it definitely shows, because I feel like a lot of athletes, but a lot of runners on our team certainly were succeeding in school as well, and taking that same mindset of determination and dedication into the classroom. So.
And then whether it be athletics or academics or elsewhere, I know there's a lot of people on this campus that work hard to help the student athlete in particular, but students in general, just have the best experience at Hope and find where they want to be. I'm sure we could probably meet more people than we can mention, but who are some of the, anybody in particular, or a couple of people jumped to mind that made a particular imprint on you, whether they realized it or not, but that kind of helped you through your journey at Hope?
Well, I bet we could would both say Coach Norty, our head cross country coach. He's definitely been someone to shape us and talk to us if, you know, we're struggling. You know, he helps us in any other aspect, because, you know, going to college, a big transition is not having your family there. You don't have your parents to talk to. And I feel like your coach kind of becomes like that, you know, adult figure for you to like talk to you if you have an issue, or like they kind of know if something's wrong and you don't want to say it, and they're like, what's wrong? Like, either you walk in and then you can just tell. So I'd say for me, like, running wise, definitely Coach Norty. And then academic wise, I'd say, you know, all the math professors for me have been such amazing influences on me. I mean, to name one, I remember in my freshman year, I took a Calc 2 class with Aaron Sensori. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's a math professor, and he just really impacted me my freshman year and made me really want to pursue, you know, being a math major and, you know, look more into that in the future. So, yeah. And all the other math faculty, really, they're amazing.
Were you on?
Yeah, Norty was definitely a really great mentor figure throughout my time at Hope. He really, like, he went above and beyond for the program. He would pay attention to every person. If he noticed that you weren't doing well, he'd really care a lot and ask you how you were feeling. He did so much for the program. And I also had the opportunity to have him as professor and as a research advisor, and he just did so much in those aspects as well. And so, like, definitely an amazing mentor figure throughout my time at Hope. Other than that, the entirety of the exercise science faculty was amazing. I feel like they prepared me so well for PT school, and it helps me really feel confident going to PT school that they were there. Just to name a few, Dr. Dunn helped me a lot through my metabolism class. She was really great, and she really knew, like, how to push us hard and how to, like, help us reach our potential. Dr. Ryder and I worked on research project involving running watches. And so he really helped me get more passionate about exercise science through doing research about running. And then Dr. Ferrara as well, we went to a couple of research conferences together, and she's just so friendly and so amazing. So yeah, definitely, like, a lot of the professors and coaches at Hope are just there to help you, and they're just great. They're great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to add my research professors too, because I just thought about that when you were saying that.
Yeah.
I did research with Dr. Stevenson and Dr. Yerk, and they were also great influences on my math journey and, like, opened my eyes up to new places, that new areas that I could research with math that I didn't even know I could research with math. So, yeah.
Was research something you both thought about just in general? Obviously, I think, Helena, you said that you really didn't find the math major until you came here to Hope. How did that opportunity kind of shape you to be able to do that and not just be in a classroom, go home for the summer, get a job, and then come back and pick up your studies? But, you know, during the summer, you were able to do some focused, you know, research. How did that make an impact and help transform you?
The research was a huge plus coming into Hope College. We both were aware that Hope College had a really good undergraduate research program. And the benefit of research is that, like, in a classroom, you learn a lot of things. Whereas in research, you're really able to pinpoint a certain area that interests you and dive really deep into that. And so it's something that's really exciting. And I was able to find a couple professors at Hope who are interested in the running side of exercise science and doing research involving running related things. And so it's definitely a really great supplement to learning in the classroom. It's something that can help you get really excited about each class that you take. So it's definitely, that was a huge plus coming into Hope that we knew about.
Yeah. I mean, my sophomore year, I remember I took Multi 2, I was in math class with Dr. Yerk, and his, like, presentation at the beginning where they, like, introduced themselves, he started talking about his, he did Dune research through the math department. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. So then that kind of sparked my interest more in math. And then I eventually did declare a math major. But I'd say the same thing as Anna. I feel like it kind of extends your knowledge of your major. I'd say with math, sometimes people are like, oh yeah, you go into math class and you learn all these theorems and definitions and equations, but, like, what do you actually do with it in the real world? And I feel like I was trying to research that, you know, as I went along my college journey, like, what could I do after I got my major? And then, you know, this research came up of doing Dune analysis using my math major and some computer science and geology in there. And it really helped open my eyes to see what could be some possibilities that I could be using my math major with. And I feel like both Darren Stevenson, Dr. Stevenson, and Dr. Yerk both kind of helped me pave that way and, like, figure out what I could do with my math major and other things as well. So.
And then competitive excellence. Obviously, you know, we know about Anna's individual accolades, but then team-wise, that's something you guys shared together, you know, with a sweep of cross-country titles and then indoor and outdoor multi-titles there. Being able to experience that joy together to be a team champion, when you look back on that, what does that mean to you now? And what do you think it'll mean to you as, you know, years go by and, you know, you go into adulthood and get further away from being here at Hope?
Yeah, I don't exactly remember every moment, every award that we've gotten as a team, but I do remember how happy we felt and how celebratory we all were together when we realized that we had all worked so hard together for each other, and that then resulted in receiving a certain place at a meet or a certain award. And just that feeling of satisfaction, knowing that we had done all that we could for each other, it was just a great experience, and I'll definitely remember that feeling going forward.
Yeah, I feel like now that I've moved from Hope, I have all these pictures and stuff from all throughout my running at Hope, and just like looking at them, even though they're not maybe from that exact moment that, you know, we won conference and cross country what year or track and field, but I feel like it just makes me remember like the amount of individual success. And I know Anna mentioned this, but, you know, just seeing everyone, you know, all the girls that run the 1500 or the 5K, having all of them individually succeed and have that moment at the end where we find out we win, if it's close, if it's not, but sometimes it was close. I remember, what was it, conference our sophomore year, Anna, for indoor, when it was really close and we ended up winning. And the amount of joy that we all had, I think it's just seeing all that hard work, you know, and all that dedication, and all we care about in that moment is winning, that we all like put so much hard work towards, that we all want the best for each other. So seeing all the individual wins to then bring up to the team win is just, it was just so memorable. And I feel like all the pictures I see from throughout the, you know, my past, I'm like, yeah, I remember that moment.
Yeah.
Obviously, you both mentioned you're in graduate school, and we'll wrap up here on the Orange and Blue podcast talking about what's kind of next for you guys. What do you hope to do with your careers and with what you've learned from Hope?
I'm going to a physical therapy school at Grand Valley. And I'm also running for the team here. I'm running track, cross country, and indoor track. And I feel like Hope just prepared me really well athletically and academically for this program. I'll certainly take a lot of life lessons I learned from Hope here. Hope just prepared me so well in the classroom, but also prepared me very well in learning how to work hard and dedicate myself to something that I care about. So yeah, I'll definitely take a lot of things that I learned from Hope into the program here.
Yeah, and Anna mentioned this earlier, but I'm now, through research, I kind of figured out I liked applied statistics, or like the topics that come with applied statistics. So I'm studying applied statistics, my master's in applied statistics at University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And I'd say the same thing, like with cross country, you have, and track, you have meets like every weekend. So you have to be able to, you know, control your time and be able to know when to say no, when to say yes to things. And I feel like it kind of helped me manage my time very well. So I feel like I'll take that into when I'm going into grad school. I'm not on the team, but I'll probably join the club team, or at least continue running, because I feel like Anna said, it's a very stress relieving thing. And I feel like I'm kind of going to need that structure and to know I'm going to run every day in order to, because I've just been doing it for so long. I'm like, I can't see myself not running for a few months. I'm like, I've always just been doing it. So I'll definitely be continuing, maybe a marathon's in my future. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. But that's a goal.
that would be awesome. And you know what? And I'll be channeled, I think, some Hope fans that are out there. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I know we mentioned Charles graduated. Is he going to grad school too, or what's next for your brother?
Charles is working at the Department of Defense in Warren. So he is not in grad school right now, but yeah, he graduated with his computer science degree and now he's working. So that's what he's doing.
Charles actually started running too. And he's doing quite well with it. He runs and he weightlifts. Oh, so wow. We go on triplet runs sometimes together. Yep.
Squad runs.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that is awesome. And we wish the three of you the best, obviously. As you mentioned, great parents and great family, and we've been thrilled to have the two of you at Hope. So good luck in the future, and we'll hopefully see you on campus, and we'll be following what you do. But we'll see you at campus, hopefully a reunion. And But thank you very much to both Anna and Helena for joining me on the Orange and Blue podcast. It's been a thrill writing about them and their team success and individual success, and we wish them the best. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Share this Orange and Blue podcast. We have one more episode this summer in our series. It's going to be talking to some of the our student-athletes that have gone on seed trips this summer, and we're looking forward to hearing from them. So thanks, everyone, and have a great day.